Hello and welcome to episode 87 of the Repost Exchange podcast. Here with me, Jazz Robinson from the Repost Exchange team. It's nice to see you and welcome back. I hope you're well, whether you've been making new tracks or just finding new artists to love. This month, I've been listening to all your tracks in the Repost Exchange charts and campaigns to see what you've been producing. And here it is, some of my favourite tracks made by Repost Exchange members and released on SoundCloud. Coming up, we've got tracks from No Concept, Sublits, Dan Offside and loads more. Then later on, you can catch my interview with Repost Exchange chart topper Uno Jones. You can now listen to our podcast on all your favourite platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music and Spotify, featuring the best new music coming through Repost Exchange and SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe and keep spreading the word. Leave us a nice rating, leave us a nice review, and we'll love you even more than we do already. Well, that's enough from me for now. Time to start off with some music. This is Up a Notch by JQ featuring Chris Keller.
Oh, legs, red velvet. Between your legs, red velvet. All over the place, red velvet. The look upon your face, red velvet. Pass the wax, let me melt it. She got tequila with the lemon. Overseas, no depression. She got the cake, red velvet. Bag full of snake pellets. Push your prayer to the reverend. Let me talk to God, already know I got a question. Walking all around her, he gon' answer any second. Body built with glory, I could put her on a necklace. Open up a ledge just like I open up a present. Fuck about these minutes, it gon' happen any second. Shorty on my head, she flip and turn like misdirection. Showing to my door to many people in my section. Jacket be Dior, about the time she learned a lesson. Waiting on her knees like I ain't never been this tender, yo. Going down the field like, yo, we all got intercepted. Walk around the ocean, man, I feel like resurrected. I ain't got no problems, man, I feel like life's a blessing. Had to hit the bed so I can go and eat my breakfast. Asking what I'm hungry for, I need that red velvet. Need that red velvet.
Your dress, red velvet. Between your legs, red velvet. All yeah. Over the place, red velvet. The look upon your face, red velvet. Mad Hatter, cadaver, what you after? Nine lives like a cat is what you offer. Getting paid 50 cents on the dollar. Pile drop between your thighs until you holler. That dress, red velvet. Between your legs, red velvet. All over the place, red velvet. The look upon your face, red velvet. Myth busting, I'ma crush into oblivion. Fruit bruising, you've been sucking on a lemon. Cave woman, you're as natural as the wildflowers. Pulled the lever and shifted into third gear. That dress, red velvet. Between your legs, red velvet. All over the place, red velvet. The look upon your face, red velvet. Another taste, another taste. Another taste, throw it down on me. Another taste, another taste. Another taste, throw it down on me. Red velvet, red velvet, red velvet, red velvet. Red velvet, the look upon your face, red velvet.
So that track was from the No Concept Brothers, based in Bloomington, Indiana, with their track Red Velvet, such a like sultry sound. Before that was Can't Open, featuring TRX3, produced by Lewis and by JXY. I can definitely hear those Juice WRLD influences in there. First track was JQ featuring Chris Keller with Up A Notch, and that was taken from their upcoming EP Control. I really enjoyed like the fusion of Afro sounds, such an uplifting vibe. And now it's time to join Toby to see what's going on in the Repost Exchange chart as of the 25th of April, 2024.
At number 10, it's Lex Beats with Rest Of My Life.
10.
Wanting for the rest of my life.
Number 9, it's Kingston with Contact.
9.
In at number 8, it's Frank Zoski with Keeping You.
8.
Number 7 is Trial and Error with My Reflection of Me.
7.
And at number 6, Snora Kari with Poison.
6.
You stay at your bullet time. Not for some reason, I got you blocked on my lines.
said you'd always be here for me. Is that still the case? Hate to say it, but I miss the old you. It was just a
At number 5, it's Comestead with Machiavelli.
Last night I dreamed of Machiavelli, who it seems hasn't learned much since the days of the Medici. His pretext of seizing power for the good of God was straight out of the playbook of Cesare Borgia. That any provocation was justification for causus belli. So it seemed from my talk.
In at number 4, it's Amy Britannia with Virtual Affection.
Head down, flying higher. New world to discover. That I'm riding further from my lover. And it's 10 days in the woods howling. I every day am missing home, but I can't wait. It's too late. I can tell you cast a spell now. I'm a...
At number 3 is OG Feel the Beat with Free to Go.
3.
Number 2 is Nick Ray with Northern Lights.
Yeah, there's Northern Lights. Yeah, there's Northern Lights. Oh, well, I guess I
In at number 1, it's Eric Lavien with Where Are You?
Number 1.
Next up, it's Stoic with Urban Harmony.
people that struggle every day. Peace to the crews from New York to LA. Power to the people that struggle every day. Peace to the crews from New York to LA. Power to the people that struggle every day. Peace to the crews from New York to LA. Power to the people that struggle every day. Peace to the crews from New York to LA. Power to the people that struggle every day.
You might get the vibe, style. You might get it heavy. Hey now, what you gonna do? Do you know what you're gonna do?
So that was Sublitz with The System. Absolutely glorious production, such a like melange of sounds there. Before that was Boombox by Kung Fu Raz. So much energy, like love the dirty sub, absolute fire. First track was Stoic with Urban Harmony. Nice sort of classic house vibes there with the sort of piano chords. Very bouncy, absolutely loved it. For anyone listening who might be wondering what Repost Exchange is all about, it's a way for artists to grow their SoundCloud engagement organically, a way to meet and network with others and increase engagement on their tracks. The Repost Exchange community now has over 400,000 SoundCloud artists, labels and channels. Reposts via Re:X are reaching over 30 million people every day. It's completely free to sign up at repostexchange.com or you can search Repost Exchange on the app or Play Store. As promised, we have a special treat for you. If you use the code JONES87, it will unlock either a discount or free credits for you. That code again is JONES87, all in capital letters and with the number 87 at the end. Make sure to tune into future Repost Exchange podcasts for exclusive offers, announcements, discounts and free codes. Up next is this episode's member interview with trap artist and the artist who spent the most days at number one on the Repost Exchange charts in 2023. This is my chat with Uno Jones. Is that where you came up with the line, "It's your birthday, bitch"? I love it. It really made me smile. How important is lyric writing to you?
I definitely take good time like writing my songs. Like I think like really taking your time and actually writing down your lyrics for it, like, it's very important.
I'd also read that you we like collaborating with other artists to get your beats and your sound. Have you met anyone through Repost Exchange?
Got some tracks actually done. That's actually going to be released soon with people who's actually on Repost Exchange right now. So I'm excited about that. So it's a couple people that I met, you know, through Repost Exchange where it was like, hey, the song was sounding pretty good.
So your track Glock 19 was absolutely massive on Repost Exchange this year. Like, it just was in the charts for just weeks and weeks and months, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, it like stayed in first place for a whole like 4 weeks straight. Like, it was just like for like a whole like this month. It was just first. I was like, wow, it was just crazy. And the plays was going up too, so it was kind of exciting getting really close to 100K. My first song to have 100K over SoundCloud, so. It's a good feeling. It's definitely a good feeling, though. And definitely seeing, like, people actually gravitating and actually coming back, you know, not just playing it one time. They actually come back and play it multiple times. I can see that. Like, I can see the progress of my fan base growing. So it's good progress.
I haven't asked it for a long time, but how would you describe your sound to your grandma?
She really do listen to a lot of my music. She likes the more toned down music, I guess. not the more aggressive side. She don't really like the aggressive side too much. She likes the more toned down. So I mean, how I describe it to her is both. I would say you got the cheerful side, the more cheerful side. Like, you have the more, like, you know, soulful, cheerful side, I would say. And then you have the more hard, like the more aggressive side, the more, it's like a mixture. Like, I don't want to say it's like completely rock.
Yeah. I mean, like, Glock 19 was like, it's like a really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really hard track.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one I would play for my grandma. Birthday party, I might, if my grandma had a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
Here at Repost Exchange, we like to know what you guys are listening to. And you've chosen a track by, how do you say it, Montez X?
Yeah.
And it's Power Ranger from his album Gemini Blood.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled across him and... Man, he can really flow for real. Like, I like the way he hard on the track. hey, this is Uno Jones, and this is Montez X with Power Ranger.
Strut like a ranger, huh? Run niggas out with a finger, huh? Gun on my left, call me danger, huh? All of my niggas they danger, huh? You need some help, I can't save you, huh? Damn. Fucking your bitch with that finger, huh? Black color, black Power Ranger, huh? Nigga get hit with that swinger. Y'all be toting that banger, huh? No, I be smoking on stranger. Fly like a beast. I'm too fly like a beast. Who that talking to you? They ain't talking to me. She get me top at the beach. Right in front of my son. Right in front of my niece. Left for the AK drum. AK scope with a melee one. Big ass body with a big ass gun. Knock a nigga down like the beam of the sun. My pop say I'm ready. He let me go get in and sit in and crank up the motherfucking Chevy. I'm hot like the meat in a ball of spaghetti. Hop out the set like Jason and Freddy. Beat up the cake like Lil Miss Debbie. Snit like a venom. Tighten my belt like a sinner. Copy that boy like a printer. Chop out the liver, no dinner. Slime gon' wipe that cold under your nose like it's November. My brothers be toting poles from up north, talking about nose.
What's your most memorable experience on Repost Exchange?
My fan base was growing on SoundCloud from Repost Exchange because of Repost Exchange. So I was able to get a blue check. So, you know, that was like when, like, you know, getting verified on SoundCloud was like a very, you know, like a pretty good accomplishment, honestly. So I was just like, that was one of the things I was just like, okay.
You're really onto something.
Yeah, definitely onto something. Definitely like, want to keep pushing. Definitely want to keep pushing. It kind of made me want to keep going, like, you know, like definitely keep pushing. Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, and then definitely the other memory was just on the charts. Definitely just riding the chart every week, just getting the same email, just like you're still number one. Like seeing it every single day, like it's just number one, just every day. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good feeling.
Amazing. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
10 years, definitely, like, I'm Uno Jones, but I do have, like, another persona. Like, basically, it's like a deeper persona of Uno Jones, just Mr. Jones. I'm definitely going to introduce Mr. Jones, like, to the world, you know.
What about Tom Jones?
Yeah, Tom Jones. No, it's like Mr. Jones.
Yeah, like a bit more grown up.
Yeah, definitely. Like basically, like, you know, Suits, like not Suits, or kind of like Suits, but like no, like more so like I'm trying to think, like what was the group name? The Temptations.
Oh, the Temptations. Okay, yeah.
Like that around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time.
Like kind of Motown-y.
Yeah, Motown. Like, yeah. Motown. Yeah. Definitely around that. That's Mr. Jones. Yeah, definitely.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Like, that's when I'm older, though. That's when I'm definitely older, like, you know.
Yeah.
30s.
Yeah. But for now, you're just happy singing songs about guns and Molly.
Yeah.
I like it. So do you want to tell me about Molly Party birthday song?
Molly Party was more so like a song. It was supposed to make you feel good for your birthday. It's really just a birthday song, a really turn up song. Not taken seriously. Not necessarily taken. Well, you know, take it seriously on the musical end, but not like the Molly part, you know.
So, yeah.
But it's just more so just like basically just having a good time on your birthday for real. And I always wanted to make a birthday song. That's one of the songs that just it also had a great producer on there. His name is Hugh. He produced for a lot of great artists. So it was a really great record to have, you know, with him. He actually had made the whole beat in front of me, right from scratch, made the whole beat. So basically when I heard it, like I was like, yeah, this is a birthday song. And I took the song, wrote to it, and yeah, that was it. It was a good vibe.
Is that where you came up with the line, "It's your birthday, bitch"? I love it. It really made me smile.
Yeah. Hey, this is Uno Jones, and this is Molly Party.
Hello, ma. It's your birthday. Bruh. Let's turn up. Who is you? Uno Molly. Yeah. Let's have a party. Yeah. It's your birthday, bitch. Let's get started. Yeah. Yeah. Uno Molly. Yeah. Let's have a party. Yeah. It's your birthday, bitch. Yeah. Let's get started. We about to get naked. Yeah. This nigga always hating. Yeah. It's celebration. Yeah. Might pull out a spaceship. Yeah. High around the roof now. It's a photo shoot now. I'm a big dog roof now. We can have a whole party. Yeah. Pop my little party. Ride around that bench truck. No longer my M's up. Birthday by the light it up. Yeah. Hand off by the pipe was up. Yeah. This time, baby, raise my cup. Do it then, baby, earn that buck. Hello, mom. It's your birthday. You better not be lying to me. You know, I got you some outside. You know, I got you that Mercedes Benz truck. What up?
Who is you? Yeah. On a Molly. Yeah. Let's have a party. Yeah. It's your birthday, bitch, let's get started. Yeah. Yeah. On a Molly. Yeah. Let's have a party. Yeah. It's your birthday, bitch, yeah. Let's get started.
gonna pull that shit up. Alright, let's get it.
I just push a button, automatic start. I roof got the shots, pull up with your boss. Did you find my diamond, you need to be lost. I'ma fight a moment, I land in the mob.
So that was South Africa's Drake and Nizzy L with Cash Race featuring Tinashe. Absolutely love the sort of wavy sounds, kind of psychedelic, but like lots to love there. Before that was Molly Party, in brackets birthday song, by my guest Uno Jones and produced by Few. Uno Jones brought along a track by Re-X member Montez, and that was Power Ranger. That's nearly all from me. You can come and find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X and Threads. I want to thank Uno Jones and all of the Repost Exchange members for letting me play their tracks. Thanks also to the legend that is Toby for his excellent production work. But most of all, I want to thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in next time to see what we've been up to. The last track of the show is Dan Offside bringing the trance vibes with Onward Journey. And this is me, Jazz, at Repost Exchange, signing off. I hope you have a great week.